Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Steven Jondrew, and we're from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Deep Throat Podcast.
Exquisite Podcast, episode number 99. I'm Peter Melnick.
I'm Mike Norn.
And have an audibly
exquisite week.
Man, this was a great episode. Man, it was fantastic shit. Anyway,
how about them Yankees?
We are brought to you by the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to
www.audiblyexquisite.com
or gunnageek.com. Oh, there we go. And get all sorts of geeky goodness, and you'll be able to listen to a wide variety of programming from them. Also, go on the Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick, yourself
at Buckaroo _ Mike.
You can also find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. You can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. Give us a like ski on there if you're ever so inclined. Find us on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. And when you're on iTunes, be sure to leave us a 5-star review and spread the word like Nutella, Mike.
Or Skippy Peanut Butter.
But mostly Nutella, because that's more popular according to Facebook.
Or Skippy Peanut Butter, because it's more traditional in America.
Anyway.
Goddamn commie.
So, also, let's see. Since we're on episode number 99, Mike.
What?
You'll be able to help support the show with Patreon, patreon.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
Don't know why. It's very mismatched with how we're doing our order for today, the opening gospel.
What do you think of this tie, Pete?
It's a lovely orange tie that the audience can't
see.
How
much does tie cost?
How much did that tie cost?
$40.
That's nice, Mike.
Yep.
You didn't pay that for $40,
did you? I did not. Originally, sticker price was $40. I paid $5 for it.
That's fantastic.
But if you go to patreon.com and sign up now, I will send you this tie in the mail.
You probably won't. But anyway, through a tiered variety program, you'll help support this here fine program. Also, let's see, Mike, you can also do different shit. So yeah, patreon.com/audibly.
Exquisite.
Kind of very right now at that opening, but what can you say?
I'm just stressed about my orange tie.
I know you are. So Mike, since the last episode, two big movies have come out in the theater.
Daddy's Home 2.
Which I did see, in fact.
And what else was it?
Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes. I actually kind of want to see that.
It was actually pretty good. But anyway, that's not what this show is about. What we're about is that geeky goodness bullshit like Justice League and Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Now, I think we're going to go with Thor Ragnarok first as the one, because let's leave people waiting for my opinion on what Justice League was. So, I liked Thor Ragnarok, but it wasn't my... go home, you know, oh, wow, this is the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen. I was actually reading Thor comics before I went to go see it, maybe a week before, and it's kind of funny. I go see it, and my interest in reading Thor comics died after watching that movie. Now, I go on Twitter, and you'll see my review, where I gave it an 8.5 out of 10, and I basically said like this. I got to watch The Incredible Hulk suplex a gigantic wolf by the jaw, set to Led Zeppelin's The Immigrant Song. 8.5 out of 10. Now, if you remember my review for Power Rangers earlier this year, when you do a suplex in a movie, you get one automatic point from me. So, those playing at home, this movie is actually a 7.5 out of 10 from me. It wasn't the greatest thing I've ever seen. It was funny, and it worked very well with, you know, the dynamic between Mark Ruffalo's character of, you know, Bruce Banner and Chris Hemsworth's Thor. But overall, you know, wasn't the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I don't know. I mean, I liked it, but yeah, I wasn't feeling it, you know?
So what would you give it?
7.5 out of 10. It was fun. It was a fun movie, very funny as well, but just wasn't, you know.
Well, it's a comedy. Marvel makes comedies, remember?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't ever do serious things like, you know, The Punisher, which, by the way, you saw the first episode of, Mike. What did you think of it?
I liked it. Good take. You know, it's The Punisher, as always.
Yeah. And enunciate.
I didn't really get. I watched half an episode.
Okay, but still, from what you saw,
I like what they're doing so far. Bernthal's really good.
I think overall, what they need to do is use these characters a lot more. Like, you know, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but I think maybe, you know, throw these characters into the main Marvel movies, because evidently they're not a part of it. They are. They're not. You know, like depending on the day. You know.
Yeah, so, that's weird.
I would love to see Bernthal's character interact with, you know, the Avengers, you know, because why the fuck not? But anyway, going back to Thor Ragnarok, I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite thing. And as a matter of fact, when I did my countdown to my favorite Marvel Studios films, that came in at number 8.
Really?
So out of all, I think, 14, 15 movies, it's there. It's like just in the middle. It is better than the first two Thor films, don't get me wrong. And I did like the relationship between Chris Hemsworth's character, you know, and Ruffalo's. It was very much like a Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of vibe I was getting from them.
Really?
Like how they interacted with each other.
You mean local celebrity, Mark Ruffalo?
Close personal friend, Mark Ruffalo.
Like my buddy Tom Arnold.
Our close personal friend.
How does it feel to be friends with Tom Arnold, Mick Foley, Kevin Smith, and what's his name there?
John Cena?
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo!
That's cool. We did. We did the whatchamacallit thing the other day. Oh, you didn't know?
Yo, I better call some. Anyway, so now Thor Ragnarok. Like I said, overall, if you do have the ability to go see it in a theater, get the chance to do it. It is worth watching. And it, honestly, I went to go see it in 3D. Marvel Studios knows what the fuck they're doing with 3D. And you know, since it's Disney, the Big Mouse, Star Wars is going to be great to see in 3D, which I'll be seeing on its preview showing night. So.
I just responded to what Pete texted me about 2 hours ago.
Wow. Good job.
But back to Star Wars. I can't emphasize. I'm getting excited now.
See, it always happens. When I saw the first trailer, I wasn't hyped. And then second trailer, trailer.
What's getting me excited is the little snippets, dude. These little 10-second clips.
I just haven't been watching them. But I'm excited. I mean, dude.
But remember how we talked about it before. When Star Wars Force Awakens came out, I was on all the forums trying to get information on what this movie is about. Now, I haven't looked at a single thing. I don't go, if I see an article about it, I don't read it. I want to go into that movie completely blind.
Yeah, I'm in the Collider Star Wars Facebook group, and, you know, every once in a while I'll see fan theories and shit like that, but I don't even read them.
Yeah, if someone posts one on the page you started, I don't look at it, like a theory or whatever. Like, unless it's something cool, it's like, oh, you know, Kylo Ren to kill Luke Skywalker. I don't want to know that shit.
I mean, my thing is, again, you know, going back to, you know, how hyped I'm getting for this, I guarantee after I see this movie, what are the odds, you know, last time when Force Awakens came out, I bought the entire series of The Clone Wars to watch.
And someone posted a cool theory the other day. Alan Buckler.
Right.
He posted a theory that Luke was going dark, like in the last original film.
Yeah.
But there's no update on what happened to Luke. Maybe he did go dark. Maybe he is dark.
Tall and handsome?
Yeah, dark, tall, and handsome. But, you know, maybe he's the Grey Jedi or something, you know? Everyone always imagines Luke as this big hero. Maybe he, you know, was fucked up in the head.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'm going to be reading Bloodlines, the Star Wars novel by Claudia Gray, which, by the way, she is by far, hands down, the best Star Wars writer.
A dame?
Yeah, a dame. Chicks and dames. I don't know if you know this, but broads don't like to be called chicks or dames.
What's a broad got to do with a comic book nowadays?
Anyway.
That's not us, guys. We're
and it's a book, not a comic book.
We don't care if they're female Ghostbusters, female writers. Do we give a shit, Pete?
I don't give a shit.
No, because if you give a shit, you're a fucking idiot.
But anyway, she's the one who did Lost Stars, which was the story that took place before the original trilogy.
Okay.
And it's kind of cool because you're seeing all this stuff. Like, she has, like, the best voice for Princess Leia so far. Like, they just came out with the Leia young adult novel, and it's really good from what I've heard.
I haven't read any of those.
they're worth checking out. They really are. Like, I know Bloodline on Kindle's store was like $2 recently.
That's not bad.
So it, and it's very interesting because I've talked to people about it, and like, you know, they said in that story, Bloodline, Leia wants to tell Kylo about his grandfather, but she's like, he's not old enough yet to know. He's 24 at the time. Yeah.
Pop, where do babies come from? You're not old enough to know, Kylo. Go away.
If you'll excuse me, I have to go pay my taxes now. See you later.
Stop wearing that space dang cape, boy.
Space taxes.
I pictured Kylo Ren and Harrison or Han having the relationship of Hank Hill and Bobby Hill.
Oh.
Dang it, boy. Quit wearing that cape and running around.
I'm about to bust. Anyway.
What?
If you're on the Bardock Obama Facebook page, okay. You post that every once in a while.
It was like a sexual thing.
When Gal Gadot shows up on screen, I'm about to bust.
Oh.
Anyway. So now, speaking of Gal Gadot.
I thought it was Gal Gadot.
It's Gadot, I believe, because I've heard Waiting for Godot, you know, whatever. But anyway. So, Justice League. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, at Peter Melnick, you'll know I've given my thoughts on the film. And as a matter of fact, the hours leading up to it, I got crapped on for this, but legit, I honestly didn't care enough about the movie. I forgot the time my movie was going to be. Like, I had the 9:30 showing on Thursday night.
Are you smart enough for the movie?
Evidently. Well, here's what happened. So, I was excited for the movie, don't get me wrong, but also I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get my hopes up. And, like, honestly, dude, my hopes were so fucking low, I could limbo underneath them, you know? I wasn't that interested in the film as much as, you know.
I'm so not interested in the film. I didn't see it. I'm going to let Pete spoil it for me.
Well, it is a good movie. This is where it surprised the fuck out of me. I actually really enjoyed it. Not the greatest thing I've ever seen, and it's not the best. Like, it's still in the same ranking for me as maybe Thor Ragnarok.
This brings us back to an old segment we used to do. Should I get a babysitter?
Yeah, why the fuck not? It was a good movie, you know? Like, for what it was a very comedic movie. There's parts in the movie where Batman makes jokes. And honestly, people, you know, were complaining, like, he's just like in the comics. Funny. Oh, wait. LOL. No. He can be funny, depending on the version you read of the character. Justice League International, which is hands down my favorite version of the Justice League, they actually, in the comic, you know, from the 1980s, have a humorous Batman where he literally will punch Guy Gardner in the face and, you know, make sarcastic comments and do this and that. There's a scene, they do a callback, where Superman,
spoilers,
who comes back,
guys,
from...
Spoilers, guys, if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen.
Superman comes back from the dead. Which, you know, honestly, man, they fucking spoiled it with the merchandising. When they made the Funko Pop toy of Superman, when they made the action figures of Superman that you could buy, you know, at Walmart, they spoiled the fucking movie. So, the scene happens, and he's, you know, fighting Batman, and he says, you know, Superman says to Batman, tell me something. Do you bleed? You will. And then he grabs Batman and throws him like a rag doll. Just literally grabs him, which is, to me, one of the funniest parts, because, sorry, the whole bullshit of... Can Superman beat Batman? No, because he's Batman. No, he fucking threw him like a piece of shit. I loved it. I thought it was one of the funniest parts of the whole film.
Who's throwing shit?
Exactly. But the best part for me was right afterwards, after the battle with Superman, he becomes a good guy again. Batman is laying on the ground, writhing in pain, clutching his knee, and goes, oh, something's definitely bleeding. Something's definitely bleeding. That was funny.
So, again, Superman what?
Becomes a bad guy. Kind of.
I don't want...
See, this is what happens when you don't have a soundboard running. You just need to, you know, use a soundboard, not YouTube.
Dun, dun, dun.
But anyway, yeah, so he becomes a bad guy, kind of, when he wakes up from the coma, doesn't know who the Justice League are, and then he becomes a good guy. They fight Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild ensues. No, I'm kidding. That doesn't play.
Imagine that.
But I thought overall in the film, Ezra Miller stole the show for me. Like, he was really funny, and, you know, it was discussed, like, you know.
Did they showcase any prime?
Well, let me finish my thing about Ezra Miller. He overall was a funny character, and what they did with him was this. They made him into a character who's not a hero yet.
Okay.
And that's why you know, my friend Joseph Abraham, co-editor of the Sullivan County Democrat, we're talking about, you know...
Oh, you dropped your name.
I did. Let me pick that up. So he, you know, him and I were talking, and he's like, what are they going to do? He's, you know, going to be facing in Flashpoint, the movie, Reverse Flash. And I said to him, you know what? They're going to make the Flashpoint movie. They are going to make Flashpoint the movie where he becomes a hero. Because he's not a hero yet. As he says, you know, in the one trailer, I just push people over and run away. So he is literally, and this comparison has been made before in the past, and I agree. The Flash is DC's version of Spider-Man. Think about it.
Yeah.
He has like an, you know, this wide rogues gallery of villains. He is the most relatable, you know?
And they're not all that bad, his rogues.
Most of his rogues, you know, are major names. You know, Captain Cold, Reverse Flash.
Who's been... No, Captain Boomerang's the only rogue that's been shown so far.
Gorilla Grodd. You know, all these characters that are Flash villains.
Has any... bad with the movie, did they show any, like, new heroes or anything?
Green Lantern gets teased.
Well, not Green Lantern, Green Lantern.
But the concept
Lantern,
of
yeah.
them. Yes, okay. It does get teased. And I thought that, like, I will admit when you see the character die and then you see the ring fly away, I was one of the ones in the theater who goes, oh, shit, that's cool. And if you stayed for the end of the movie, you might have seen the post-credit scenes. Well, Mike, you didn't see the movie, but you heard. What happens?
Flash and Superman have a race for pancakes or some bullshit. And Deathstroke and Lex Luthor say, hey, let's start a league.
Of our own. Yeah. And I laughed my ass off in the theater because I just imagined Deathstroke playing baseball with, what's his name? Tom Hanks.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in supervillainry.
That's a good title name.
Thank you. I try.
No, we should call the episode that there's no
Suck
crying
it.
In supervillainy. Villainary.
There isn't.
Unless you're the crier.
Do you want to be?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Tell me something.
What?
Do you dance?
No. I boogie.
Tell me something.
What, Pete?
How are you?
Okay, well, I'll tell you how I am.
You're petitioning for fans. Fuck, I fucked that segue.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm petitioning for a director's cut of fucking Justice League.
Well, fans are going on saying that because the Zack Snyder version was going to be longer, they want to see a director's cut version get released. Now,
of course.
First off, by the way, before we get to this, let me give my take on Justice League. Is it worth seeing in theaters?
Yeah.
Wait for the home video release. But you, for this, you know, it's your favorite kind of characters, watch it in theaters. It
Not
is.
Really?
But, and that's a big but, it is, you know, just honestly wait until the home video release when the rest of the downloadable content is released, a.k.a. the extended cut. Because you know they'll do that.
Not even like, hey, we got to go check out that swamp creature we heard about.
You know what annoys me? The fact that even when Wonder Woman came out, they had a selling point of an added bonus scene. Because of course they did. Because of course they never finished the fucking movie. And again, I like Justice League. Mm. I thought it was a good movie. Not the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And that's sad, though.
I know.
Nobody's like, oh, that was a great... Well, some people are. But
yeah.
Nobody is raving about it.
I've seen people raving about it.
Would you go
it.
See it twice?
I actually did want to see it twice opening weekend. But I didn't. So here we are. But I did want to see it a second time.
Hmm. That's unfortunate.
But, you know, fans are going on saying they want to see an extended cut. I don't know. I mean, I liked what we saw with, you know, Joss Whedon's parts. And you can tell the Joss Whedon parts because it's pretty much his character sitting talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that, you know? Because it gives more personality to the characters. It makes them more...
talkable.
Relatable to the characters. Because then you're learning, you know, who they are as people. Their hopes and dreams, aspirations, and all that shit. So...
all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we are in for an interesting time with these films, because otherwise, what's next? We don't know. We really, really, really don't know.
Did they at least mention Darkseid?
If I remember correctly, no, they don't. So
fucking great.
They're building up, man. That's all I can say. Yeah, am I defending it? Not really, but they're building up to something. And I just
they're
think
building up a house made of hay in a windstorm. Yeah.
Alrighty. I don't know. Like I said, Justice League was a good movie and it was fun to watch, but yeah. Just honestly, if you like the hardcore fans out there, go see it. But if you're a casual moviegoer,
you knew how it wasn't that. I knew it was good, not great, when you didn't call me afterwards.
Well, also, it was late at night.
No, if it was really that good, you would call me. You've called me late in the past for certain movies before. You called me like really late when Spider-Man came out. I remember that.
And it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, no pun intended. You called me right after Deadpool.
True, true. And
you called me right after you saw Mulan.
No, I fucking didn't. But anyway, so yeah. And also, right now they're saying Henry Cavill is contracted to play Superman for one more film. So this is
one more Superman film or one more film as Superman?
One more film as Superman. Huh. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. We're going to be seeing a new Superman and a new Batman once Flashpoint rolls along, because it's rumored right now that Ben Affleck might be leaving the role of Batman.
Be replaced by Jake Gyllenhaal.
When I heard that, I don't know.
Like, I don't know if he has the chops to be, the charisma to be Batman.
In the interest of fairness, people said that about Ben Affleck, and sorry, people, I do like Affleck as Batman. I think
he
does a phenomenal job.
I can't say not shit because I defended Affleck from the moment I saw him in that fucking suit.
He definitely has the presence, and that's the most important thing about when you're playing that character. You have to have a presence to you.
The thing is, our Batman only get better with age.
They do, like fine wine.
Yeah, because they take the mistakes of the last Batman and be like, let's not do that, and add it on.
Yeah.
Let's not use this Batman. Let's not have nipples. Let's not have rubber suits. See, it's an evolution of the thing.
A bat evolution, if you will.
We've only had it. On that's screen, like legit movie Batmans, we had Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer,
John Bon Jovi,
George Clooney, Christian Bale, and
Adam West,
Affleck. Well,
Adam West counts.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about like major motion picture Batman.
That was a major motion picture.
Okay, you win. Fucking yes. Okay, Adam West is in there.
Also, Safia Vick.
I'm not counting because he's a whole different genre of Batman.
He's a genre? He transcends. Of course it did. But
I hate you.
So also, anyway, when I went to go see Justice League, before the movie started, they actually played trailers for everything. You know, I think they played Black Panther, which was pretty cool. But they also played a teaser trailer for Deadpool 2. And I think you saw the Bob Ross trailer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They played it before the film, and it was the edited version. And it was really funny. Like, Deadpool's line of, God, I love cocaine. That was replaced with, God, I love snow. They removed the whacking line. They did all this stuff. But basically, it's literally him dressed up as Bob Ross doing a painting and, you know, being Deadpool, you know? I liked it. I thought, you know, it's wetting the palate for what we're, you know, going to be excited for.
I'm bummed that it's not going to come out this winter.
Hey, it's still, you know, at least it's coming.
You think it's going to be a blockbuster?
When is the release date?
June, I think you said?
Yeah, they're smart if they do the summertime, because it will make the money, and it will be one of the biggest films of the summer.
And there's still going to be idiots who bring their kids to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, I think it's kind of crazy that, you know, next year we're getting... I keep forgetting that Avengers Infinity War is happening in the fucking spring. I keep forgetting about that.
That's nuts.
It's going to be Black Panther in February, Avengers, I think, in May... It's got to be in May because of Free Comic Book Day weekend. You know, you got to have a Marvel movie that weekend.
That's right.
And then, you know, you have Deadpool, like, I think 2 months later or a month later.
How do you think Deadpool's going to pair up against, well, you know, obviously Infinity War is going to make more money because it's more of a family movie.
And it's a blockbuster. Yeah. More so than, you know, Deadpool, even though Deadpool is going to be a blockbuster. You know, I digress. I think it'll do very well. I think, you know, he's got a lot of fans. Like, a lot of people love Deadpool. A lot of casuals love Deadpool.
Yeah. Like, people who never heard of Deadpool before, never even considered what Deadpool is or who Deadpool is, and are Deadpool fans now. Not fans, but, oh, I really like the Deadpool movie.
They, you know, and they also can get introduced to the character through the memes. They get introduced, you know, through a Facebook fucking post, you know, anything. And it counts.
There's people who never read a comic book in their life who like Deadpool now.
Isn't
I hate the people who are like, oh, you don't deserve to like this movie. Only real fans do.
I mean, it's people are getting to enjoy this shit. Fuck it, man. I think it's cool. Like, again, if it wasn't for those fans, we wouldn't be getting these movies in the first place.
It's true.
So I don't mind. You know, embrace the, you know, when you go to the movies, give the guy next to you a big hug and say, hey.
Unless it's me, because I'll fucking punch you.
Well, yeah. But, you know, give him a big old bear hug and be like, hey, thanks, sport. You're doing good. Oh.
You get hit a lot in movies, don't you?
I do.
So go see Deadpool 2. Tip your waitresses.
On the way out?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think we're going to be getting some cool stuff soon. You know, why not? So now, speaking of things that are really cool, Kevin Smith, close personal friend of the show, made me cry like a little bitch. He's going to be co-writing an ongoing series of Hit Girl with Mark Millar. And you know Hit Girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, I thought it was Mark Millar.
No, Mark Millar.
Okay, I read that wrong.
You did. But anyway, Mark Millar is going to be doing that with Kevin Smith. And I think it's kind of cool to see Kevin make his return, you know, to comics again. It's going to be, I think, the second arc for the new series.
That's cool.
So Kevin, you know, going back to doing comics. I like it.
What do you think it was the Kick-Ass movies? Did you like them?
I actually only saw the first one.
Second one was bad.
I've heard it's not great. So, like, I kind of tended to avoid it.
Yeah, it's not that good. It's weird.
I don't know. I mean, dude, I like bad movies. I mean, I collect bad movies. I have the fucking, all of the Fantastic Four films.
You have Batman vs. Superman, too, right?
I do.
Because we had to mention it.
Well, yeah, once an episode. Yeah. Technically, we already mentioned it.
For you people don't know, though, we get paid every time you say it.
We do.
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by Batman vs. Superman.
Extended cut, or whatever the fuck it was
extended
called.
Extended director's release. Extended release.
Where Jimmy Olsen gets shot in the head.
Ooh, my favorite part.
But anyway, yeah, so I think Mark, you know, pairing with Kevin is going to be cool. It's just, when Kevin does comics, it's very controversial, because some fans still cling to the whole, well, he made Batman piss his pants.
Really?
It's still, go read any thread about, you know, Kevin Smith coming back to comics, and it'll be that same fucking tired line by people who don't make an effort to fucking create themselves. So they sit on their asses and throw stones at others. Like we're doing right now to those people, which is kind of funny.
But they're fucking idiots.
Well, yeah.
We're somewhat not fucking idiots.
I mean, I can be kind of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, me too.
Have you seen my dating life?
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke, but then you're probably like, dude, you can't say that and take that part out.
I would.
I'll tell you off mic, though. For those who don't know, you're missing out on a really fucking good punchline.
And I'm going to be clicking stop right now. Wow, that was hilarious, Mike, and about the thing that you said on off mic that I can't have on the show.
Yep.
That was funny. Fucked up, but funny.
Almost as funny and fucked up as...
Wow, Mike, that was also really fucked up and funny, and I shut the microphone off for that, too.
Go into audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite for one free download for 1 month.
I mean, mind you, none of what we said will be on there, but still, you help support the show.
Do it.
I'm listening to stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Tell you what.
Boy, I caught you off guard.
Fucking listen to everything. So, and you guys should, too. So go to...
audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite. Don't forget to tip your waitress on the way out.
Like, tip her over?
Well, if you
like
want.
Like cow tipping?
That's fucked up.
I'd tip my waitress.
Would you?
I'd punch her in the face.
That's fucked up.
It sounds like you got an audio bite. You say, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. But yeah, so, I don't know. I think, I've been reading a lot of comics lately. I've been, like, on a big Hellblazer kick, like, to the point where I'm collecting the issues now. It's, like, a 300-issue run. So it's always fun to try and collect big issues like that, you know?
I've been reading a lot of Hellboy.
Yeah, I mean, we're both, you know, hellish.
We are.
That sucked.
We are hellish.
And that joke sucked on both of our halves.
Eh.
Yeah, we tried.
We didn't do good.
Don't did bad.
Pete, what are you thankful for?
Thankfulness.
That's fucking stupid.
And being gainfully employed.
That you're not a freelance artist. What was it?
Artist.
Freelance artist. No offense to our like real freelance artists, friends. You know what I mean?
Well, anyway, so like I said, I've been going back to reading comics and stuff, and I don't know. Like, I'll go through, like, you know, my binge phases, you know?
Your what phases?
Binge phases.
Well, I was going to say, you sure do.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyway. So, I've been reading a lot of Hellblazer, and every once in a while I've been reading, you know, I've been keeping up to date on the X-Men books. And
I wish I still had my Hellblazer Volume 1.
Why? Didn't you have a digital copy?
No, I had an actual hard cover copy.
Hard-boiled egg?
And a soft-boiled clitoris. That's a Dustin Hoffman joke, everybody. So, speaking of Dustin Hoffman, he recently got outed as one of those sexual freaky people.
I like how, by the way, I go from wanting to talk about the Wolverine thing.
You know, because it's like,
Wolverine?
No. Did he sexually assault somebody randomly like 10, 15 years ago? And that's when he's like, say, yeah, he grabbed my butt. Or did he actually sexually assault somebody?
Do you think he did?
I don't know, because you can't be the guy to defend him. Then you're like, you're defending sexual assault.
Interesting, because I've talked to people about this with the whole issue with like all these different celebrities coming out having problems against them. Well, this took like a really fucking serious turn for the episode. Jesus Christ. But I don't know. Like, I had a conversation like about Bill Cosby. And when I found out, you know, like the things that he had done, I got really sad, and then, you know, I poured myself a bowl of Fruit Loops.
And you got some pudding!
Anyway, sorry, it's inside Reddit joke. But anyway, so, I don't know, I just think it's a bummer.
The whole thing is fucked.
It's a bummer because of the fact we instill our trust in these celebrities, and when that happens, it, you know, you feel like you were deceived. Like, Bill Cosby, all the stuff that he did, and then you hear, you know, or, you know, you've have this image of this person, and then you find out all this shit, and you're like, wow, we believed in you, we trusted you, we invited you into our homes through television and stuff like that, into our lives as, you know, consuming the pop culture.
We got tattoos of some of these people.
I know.
I don't know anybody with Bill Cosby tattoo, but if they did, they'd probably feel fucking stupid.
If you have a Bill Cosby tattoo, tweet at us. I think that'd be the funniest fucking shit, not gonna lie.
Or just start tweeting us Bill Cosby tattoos.
I mean, we'll just laugh at you, but... Not those people that
it's
send
weird,
it.
It's weird, though, because it's just like these people who you don't expect, like Dustin Hoffman, you know.
The one that bummed me out the most was Louis C.K. Like, that really bummed me the fuck out, and it pissed me off because, again, instill this trust in this person. I saw him live at the Garden once. And
Sylvester Stallone just got outed.
And that could be a real big problem for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
God. Yeah. Things like this, if it's true, and then, again, like I said earlier... You can't defend it.
You know, it's the one.
Who are we to defend it? You know what I mean?
Next to Louis, you know, it's the one that really bummed me out the most? Kevin Spacey. Because Kevin Spacey was at one point, my favorite actor.
I know. I was complaining the other day because you can't use Kevin Spacey memes anymore.
I didn't know there were Kevin Spacey memes.
Oh, dude, there's so many good ones. Just Google, like, Kevin Spacey memes.
Well, now there's probably a different subgenre.
Or Kevin Spacey GIFs.
I mean, my thing about it was, like, you know, American Beauty is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Was.
Here's the
thing
about this.
Can you honestly watch
this.
That movie now without saying, wow, Kevin Spacey fucking banged a 13-year-old?
Here's the thing. You know, do you separate the artist from the work? It's that kind of thing. Like, some of it you can, some of it you can't. Like, you always hear in pro wrestling the whole, remember the wrestler, with, you know, the massive four-headed fuck Chris Benoit.
Yeah, then also look at, like, Robin Williams' movies. He didn't do anything bad, but it's still fucking weird watching his stuff.
Because, you know, like, it's the whole people who make
tormented inside.
Yeah, and, like, those are the people that, you know, are the most tortured inside.
It's fucking horrible.
It's sad. And it's sad that, you know, we lose the... Like, here's the thing. Somebody pointed this out. Do you let the actions of one person in a piece of art ruin everything that other people made? The people that, you know, were the editors, the director, the writer, the other actors. Do you let the person affect that for you?
Yeah, imagine how these other celebrities feel like, shit, I started a movie with so-and-so, and now people aren't going to fucking watch that movie because he's a fucking pervert.
You know what really bums me out? Baby Driver was fucking great. Spacey Guess who's in it?
That.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's not that big of a part in the film, but it is worth watching.
Now, do you think any of these celebrities, like Louis C.K. or Spacey, could ever come back on screen? Do anything again? It has happened. Little known fact, the guy who made the Jeepers Creepers movies, he filmed a sex tape with like a 13-year-old boy and still got off the hook, still making movies, obviously. He made Powder. You know who got him off the hook? Francis Ford Coppola.
Coppola. There we go.
Let him make Powder. Got him off the hook, paid for all his attorneys, everything, and made the kid out to be a liar, and the kid got blacklisted. Corey Feldman's been calling this since the beginning, since he was a teenager, and nobody listened to him, thought he was crazy.
Wow. It's now back to comics.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said we need to get some time in here, and, well, boy, did we.
We sure did.
We talked about sexual predators in Hollywood, which is a fucked up thing.
My friend Jason went on this thing recently. He said, essentially, Hollywood is the comic The Boys by Garth Ennis.
It's fucking weird, right?
Read The Boys. It's that. If you've read The Boys, you know exactly what the fuck we're talking about. Like, it's a fucked up subculture. There's all these hidden backroom dealings and shit.
Yeah,
that's what Hollywood
is. And politicians. I mean, I think it's ironic when, like, a certain politician calls out all these people as creeps and disgusting when said politician made sexual advances on women and said he made sexual advances on women.
Does this politician have a butthole
He's
mouth?
A cunt claw. It's fucking Donald Trump. You know, I don't give a fuck anymore. Back in the day, remember we were so cautious about people getting offended if we mentioned Donald Trump as a piece of shit? Now we don't give a fuck. We really don't give a fuck, because guess what? If you give a fuck and get mad at us, fuck you. We don't want to be your friends anyway. We want to hang out with you in the first place. Am I right or wrong? No, you know I'm fucking right. Because we talk shit about these idiots, you
this
and me.
This is where I'm quiet.
They're fucking stupid. They fucking banter around and fucking make people feel stupid for liking science and fucking art.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? Like, oh, you like art and science? You must be some kind of stupid liberal. Really? Two fucking things that are the foundation of
culture.
Of everything. Fucking, they were doing cave drawings since they learned to fucking use their dexterity or their fingers to do fucking things. And now it's fucking looked down upon? I mean,
It's literally the movie Idiocracy.
It's always been.
It's Idiocracy.
Comic artists, look at them. They don't ever get recognition for the fucking things they do.
You realize we're one step away from Ow My Balls is going to become an actual thing.
Yeah, it's fucking... I told you, a relative of mine, I asked, what can I get your kids for Christmas? She said, anything but art or science crap. Don't get my kids art or science things. Things are going to fucking teach them and develop their brain.
Yeah.
Teach them creativity, exploration, things like that. What the fuck are we coming to in this world?
Oh, but ain't that America?
What do they want us to do? If you can't learn art, you can't learn science, what do they want you to do? And you can't talk about history unless it's only certain bits of history.
Yeah. Because
if you talk about certain history that makes them look bad, oh, well, you know, we know that was ages ago. I mean, things change. So, and if you say, oh, well, things are changing, you're like, no, it's not changing. That's the problem. Everything's changing. They're in these weird little fucking bubbles where everything has to be theirs. They're fucking getting pissed off at Keurig and fucking goddamn coffee star fucking bucks. Nobody likes Starbucks.
I like Starbucks.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I do like Starbucks a little bit. I had some fucking drink there one time. It was all right. Me and my brother-in-law Dick went to Starbucks one time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I see. What, you and I both remember the one story of, what would you like, sir? Fucking, I don't know.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Starbucks. Can I help you? Fucking, you got the fucking pumpkin spice latte shit? Yes, sir. Fucking, let me get one of those. And fucking, you got those fucking cookie things with the raisins and the fucking cranberries? Yes, sir. The oatmeal cookies? Yeah, throw two of those in there, brah.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Hello, I'd like my fucking coffee.
Quit being a pussy.
That's a legendary moment,
too. All right. Let's get back to what this show's about.
So yeah, Wolverine is going to be appearing throughout various Marvel comics in the very near future, like in the major titles. They're actually bringing after credit scenes, essentially, to the comics. And I got to tell you, that's kind of an interesting concept.
That is cool.
Like, it's going to be their way of bringing him in, because they're bringing him in for the big Infinity story that's going to happen next year. Because they brought him back at the end of Marvel Legacy number one, where he's holding one of the Infinity
stones.
Oh, we
didn't talk about the possible merger.
Yeah, we haven't. Ooh, this is... So, since the last episode around Halloween that we did, they have been saying that Disney might be buying 20th Century Fox. And
which means...
By the way, I've noticed in some articles they call them 21st Century Fox. I'm like, no, they're 20th Century Fox. That's what it's fucking been called. I get why you're going to call it that, but it's still something else.
Disney will call it 21st Century.
Anyway, so yeah, it might be happening. Like, it's been rumored, like, they might buy a portion of the company. They might do this, they might do that.
Bizarre.
And there are some people that say it might not happen because there are trade regulations and shit like that where it can't happen because of, you know, monopoly.
Mm. True.
I would love to see it for some aspects.
They would own what now? 20th Century.
Yes.
And all their properties. Like Simpsons.
Think about it. Lisa Simpson could become a fucking Disney princess.
Marge could be a Disney queen.
Isn't it fucking weird?
Wow. Fucking Disney.
By the way, I just want to announce at the end of this episode that we've been bought out by Disney.
Hi, everybody!
That's why we've always been positive with Marvel, because, you know, they've been paying us this entire time.
Yes, yes. That's why you always give Marvel good reviews. You secretly hate Marvel, but you always
hate Marvel, man.
Jerk them off because, you know, we're being paid by Disney. We both have to work fucking full-time jobs now and fucking put the podcast on back burners because we're working our asses off.
So, living the dream.
That's why, if you guys ever wonder why we don't record as much, is because Pete and I recently both took different jobs and we got fucking busy. We still fucking like all you guys.
We're still going to probably record next week, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, but
knock
we fucking like you guys just as much. But so if we're not recording as much and you don't hear from us as much, that's why. But we still fucking like every one of you. And when we do fucking record, we put the passion into these podcasts. It's not we're sitting there and be like, so we're just drinking coffee and fucking chilling out, jerking off and fucking around all the time. Hey, Pete, how you doing? No, we'll fucking have fun with it.
Well, yeah. But anyway. So, yeah, it might be happening. And, like, you know, a lot of people have been questioning whether or not Disney will buy Fox. And if it happens, I mean, they have motives to do it.
We know what they have. We don't have to go into details.
Think about the motives that Fox or buying Fox can have for them. They end up getting back the full rights of Star Wars because 20th Century Fox has the distribution rights for life. For life of the original Star Wars movie.
So they could release the original cuts.
No, they could still do it now. They just,
okay,
you know.
They just,
but here's
they're
the
gonna,
thing.
You know what I think they're going to? When I'm doing quotes now. When they're done with this arc.
Here's the thing, Ben Grimm. No, here's the thing.
Hopefully.
Star Wars, the original Star Wars, if you watch the original movie on iTunes, episode 4, A New Hope, it has the 20th Century Fox fanfare.
Mm.
Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi do not anymore.
Weird.
So, it's that kind of thing. Now, they also can get the Fantastic Four back, they can get the X-Men back, and they can get Deadpool back, which is a part of the X-Men.
Ooh.
So, and actually, Ryan Reynolds tweeted, what the fudge does this mean for Deadpool? He literally says, what the fudge? So, I think it'll be an interesting time if it does happen. If it does happen. I personally would rather just see, you know, they don't bother Fox and just, you know, get the Star Wars thing and they get the X-Men and the Fantastic Four and Deadpool.
That'd be cool.
Because, and honestly, out of everything, the Fantastic Four are more important to me than any of the other ones because they're Marvel's first family. You know, you need them. You need them to be able to be the building blocks of the foundation of what Marvel is.
True that.
So now, speaking of things that are true, Stephen Amell of Arrow fame has joined the Bullet Club. He actually joined it not too long ago. Too sweet, me, bro. Cease and desist. Anyway, fuck WWE. So he joined the Bullet Club, and he actually just debuted a T-shirt. And it's going to be in the style of the Bullet Club logo, you know, with the skull and bones and the guns underneath. Except on his shirt, it's got... It says Vigilante Club, and on the skull, it has the green domino mask. And underneath is also bows and arrows.
You think after Arrow, he's going to make a run at wrestling?
He already has. He wrestled at SummerSlam.
Like a legit run?
No, but he's going to be their token celebrity, like how Dennis Rodman was in the NWO.
Oh, and Britney Spears' husband.
Wow. No, he wasn't a member of any stables or anything. But yeah, so that's going to be happening, and I think it's kind of cool seeing, you know, Amelie doing this shit, because he's one of the most personable celebrities in geek culture. Like, I don't know. I just, there's just things about him that I like that I think are, you know, really, you know, just a jam up guy, a serious professional, a true professional, a cruiserweight of the highest degree. But yeah, so Mike, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. We got some rants in, we got some topics discussed, we got some Justice League discussed, we got everything discussed. So Mike, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
We didn't do all the closing bullshit.
Oh yeah, we got the closing shit. So find us on Facebook at facebook.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast, at Peter Melnick, and yourself?
At Mike_Norin.
Or Buckaroo _...
Oh, God damn Mike. It. Fucking are we... Whatever. Went back in time.
You can also find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, and all the other things. iTunes. On all iOS and Android devices. I somehow managed to forget something that I fucking repeat like a mantra. Be sure to 5-star review this episode and show in general on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Spread the word. Like Skippy that. Peanut butter.
Oh, good.
No, you're going to say Nutella now, bitch.
Fuck you.
Anyway. Also, help support the show on Patreon. Patreon.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
And through a tiered variety program, you can help support the show for as little as $2 a month to as high as 50. Also, find us on audibletrial.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
And find us on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network at gunnageek.com. So for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norin, I'm Mike Norin, holding a cup.
Have an audibly
exquisite week. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you.
Don't trample anybody on Black Friday, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And if your grandma makes dry-ass turkey, you still eat it anyway. And say, Grandma,
yeah,
it's good turkey.
Fuck dry turkey. Fuck dry turkey.
Yeah, you know, if your grandma makes dry turkey, put her ass in a home. And download Audibly Exquisite for her. Thank you.